Best friends, I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing Lights Out by Nevessa Allen.
Not Vanessa.
Not Vanessa,
Not Vanessa, like
Nevessa.
I had been calling her. So Lights Out was just a little treat.
It
It was
was a little
just a
treat.
little treat for the holidays, and I think a really good way to, first of all, kick off the new year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, because this takes place in the new year.
Yeah, we are reading this. Or, I guess, discussing this on January 1st,
Yes.
2025.
Yes, we're recording this right now. Oh my gosh, so happy New Year 2025. It's going to be a good one, hopefully. knock on wood. So I will start off by talking about this book on Goodreads. It's got a 4.25 rating with 154,000 ratings. That's pretty
Yeah, because
high.
it popped off.
It
It
did.
popped
This
off on BookTok.
is one of those that was on TikTok that actually ended up being good. And for that, I am grateful because I waste a lot of time on those. But I will read the back of the book. I don't need another kink. That thought pops into my head whenever I pull up my favorite social media app, but alas, every time I scroll, I learn something new about myself and another one is born. And yes, I know I'm responsible for what the algorithm shows me, but I'm trying to ignore that fact. That's so real.
Yeah, she is so real.
Lately, my feed has been dominated by masked men. I favorited videos with them dressed in full cosplay, decked out in futuristic military apparel, and wrapped up like ghouls. But more than anything else, my For You page is filled with shirtless men wearing ghost masks. Bonus points if they're heavily tattooed, wielding a knife, or covered in fake blood. At night, I dream about being chased by them, of them catching me and doing deliciously dark things to my more than willing body. I never could have guessed that by sending one drunken text, those dreams would become my new reality. And then it says, Lights Out is a fast-paced dark romance with a morally gray male lead. But I would argue that it's not a dark romance, and I'll talk more about that
No,
later.
it just, I feel like just because you have kinks doesn't make it dark.
Yes, and that's
I
what I
think
like about this book.
the dark part is just the murder on the
That
accidental murder.
is fair. But we'll start off with overall, what would you rate this book?
I gave it a 9.3 out of 10. It was just so cute,
It was.
and I listened to it. I didn't read it. I did listen to it, which I think is the superior way to go for this book in particular. There were some things that I didn't hate it. I just was just like kind of rolled my eyes a little bit. It's just goofy, but for the most part, I thought it was just a very nice, like she said, fast-paced book. Like the plot kept moving. There was no parts where I'm just like, what's happening? And I can respect that, especially for like what I would consider to be a rom-com.
Yes, and I do consider this to be a rom-com.
This is a rom-com.
So I agree. I rated it highly as well, 9 out of 10. I really did love it. And again, I listened to it as well. I think that's a large part of why I enjoyed it so much. And those like little things that did kind of make us roll our eyes, like they weren't overwhelming. And the good outweighed the bad for sure. I did feel like this was a fun take on masked men books because a lot of times, like those type of books just take themselves so seriously that it ends up being ridiculous and goofy anyway. So I think by making it goofy, it worked better.
Ridiculous and goofy, but also like you get a lot more of like the non-con, like dub con type stuff in there too, but it's done like very distastefully, I
Yes.
think.
A lot of those books can be like,
Very
oh,
rapey almost.
yeah. Like, and I understand, again, like with books, we are suspending our disbelief. Like, these are fantasy stories. I do get that. But I think sometimes, like, it can just be more upsetting than anything if it's written in a way that it's like, oh, well, that's not
I
actually.
like that. But he, you know what, for him, like doing what he was very respectful of her boundaries and of
Yeah.
her feelings, and
Well, and I think
I.
that's the benefit too of doing like the dual POV, and we've talked about
Yes.
this because we saw him, he was like panicking because he was like, what if she's not actually into this? I'm gonna have to go in there and erase every trace of
I'm
myself
gonna
and
go
just be
to
like, so
jail.
sorry. So just we knew that, like, at the smallest sign of her not being into it, like, he was planning to withdraw completely. And I
Like
think
flee
that
the
made us
country.
feel safer as readers.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's get into some of our characters. There's not a ton just because it is, I mean, a shorter book, and it really did just focus, I think, more on the relationship of Allie and Josh more than anything. So let's kick it off with Allie,
Allie!
our female main character.
I love
I
her!
did too. She was so cute.
So we talk about, the female main character and male main character can really make or break a book. And sometimes they'll be annoying in one way or another. Allie was not. She was funny. She was independent. She was caring. Like, she was a good friend. And oh, she's relatively smart. I would argue that she makes some very questionable choices.
She's book smart. She's not street smart,
She's not
though.
street smart. She was letting her horniness do the
Yeah,
deciding for
she was
her.
lacking some very important decision-making skills and
Yeah. But
could have gotten her killed.
she's an intelligent young woman. She just made some interesting decisions. But it worked
Now,
out, so it's fine,
I will
obviously.
say, at the very beginning of the book, I was scared I was going to hate her because of how they kind of introduced her character. So she's at like this very, very busy like trauma center. And poor Brinley, which I feel like she deserves a shout out because
Yeah.
Brinley's a trooper.
Brinley been through it.
Brinley is a trooper. But her just immediately, like, immediate dismissal be like, I don't get close to the new people because they don't last and blah, blah. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure that is true, but I just the way like
I could
she was,
totally see how it came off
I
in
was
a
like, is
way that
she just
was
gonna be like very like
like
holier than
pick
thou?
me,
Like,
like, yes, I could totally see how it was giving that vibe. And I think I did
did
feel
not
that way at
happen.
first. But and
Yes.
then you realize that's not how she meant it.
No.
Like, she meant it like she has seen some shit, and
And
she's
you gotta
just
get over it.
she's been around a while, and
Yes.
I think I have very limited experience, like, in that type of setting, in the
Same.
healthcare setting. I did, like, some rotations in school, but from what I saw, yeah, like, it could be upsetting if you had to deal with that on
Yeah,
a
for
daily
sure.
basis.
It was just like to kick it off that way. I was just like, I hope she's not like that. But then she wasn't. Like, literally 3 pages in, you're like, oh, okay, she's cool. She's
Yes,
fine.
I
Like,
totally
she
get where
does
you're
care for
coming
all of
from.
these people.
And also, like, she's a really good coworker. Like, the
Yeah.
more we learn about her in the workplace, she's like,
She
honestly,
shows that.
she's too good of a coworker. Like, she needs to focus on herself more
Yeah, I'm
and
glad
use
she
that
took a
PTO.
vacation.
Yeah, like, girl, take your time off, please.
She ended up really needing that to, work through some stuff. And I really did like appreciate what Nevessa did in this book too, because like I feel like with both Josh and her, like their parents' like traumatic history didn't take away, I don't think, from the story much, especially in Allie's case. Like it did just like add like an extra layer of depth to her. And you kind of got a reason like why she's doing this and why she's the way that she is and why she makes these choices that she does. So I really like that too. Like it wasn't like so traumatic that like she made that her whole personality, but it was enough to
Yeah.
like justify a lot of what she did.
Because I think it's more realistic, because
Yeah.
that is how people are in real life. Like, oh, that is the reason so and so acts like that, or
Yeah.
attaches themselves in that way to people. Like, there is a reason for it,
Yeah.
and it is, like, a big deal. Like, when she was a teenager, like, think about how formative that time is for her.
And
And,
it was
like,
her fault that it, like, it wasn't
yes,
her fault, but it was like her.
but, like, she was the one in the driver's seat, so, like,
Yeah.
she felt like it was her fault. And for that to happen when you're a teenager,
Like that sticks with
and
you.
she really only had her mom, so it's just, oh my God, like, I can't even imagine.
No. So I did like that aspect of like her character development too. And like just the fact that Josh was so like helpful with her working through that stuff as well.
Yes. I was gonna say, like, they both are, because, okay, this is just one of the things I liked about the book, so I'll talk about it now. But even though this book was focused on a relationship that, like, started off, like, about a mutual kink,
Yeah.
their relationship actually was very wholesome.
It was.
And they really do love and care about each other very much. And they both just want to protect each other. And they both helped each other through their shit and their trauma. And I just think like
I thought it was
that's what
very
made it
nice.
so well
It
done. Like
was
they
very
just,
nice.
yes, they were genuinely just in love, and I liked that.
Now that being said, Allie was a dumb bitch for getting into a car with a masked stranger. Like,
Yeah.
that was actually the craziest thing I've ever read.
And then he whipped out the snacks and she was like, "Oh,
She's
okay."
like, yeah, I'm still mad at you, and I am gonna still like hold you at gunpoint. Or was it a knife? I can't remember.
I
I
think
think
it
it was a
was a,
knife.
I think he gave her a gun.
Did he? That's smart.
I
For
think he
sure.
loaded it with blanks and he gave her a gun.
That's right. Anyway, I like how she handles herself in that situation, I guess,
She's
but
like, well, I'm starving, so.
it's like, you know what? Hell yeah. Like, I could use a snack. I could use a snack. And in
Well,
return, let me give you some head. Like,
it's pretty wild. Yeah, that whole thing was, she was acting a fool, let me tell you. But she's honestly down bad.
she
And
was.
she was down bad before she ever even met the man. She would literally know his posting schedule. And it did not matter if she was on break in the middle of the most horrific work shift of her life, she would faithfully check that man's profile. And I
Funny.
think that's wild.
It's wild because she's like, oh no. No, I'm horny at work. And it's like, well, I
Yeah, like maybe we should have waited till we got
wonder
home,
why.
Queen.
Like, maybe you need to reevaluate some things because if you are like that down bad for someone that you've got to do that at work, like that's not good.
She did need to touch grass. And then
She
Josh is
did.
just as bad. Like he's literally watching her on the cameras, stalking her. So like
And like,
they deserve
there's
each other.
something for everybody, but like, that was so crazy to me.
Was crazy, and that's the kind of behavior that we only support in a book.
Yeah, don't do that in real life.
Don't do either thing. Don't be an Allie, don't be a Josh,
Thank you so
IRL.
much. So I want to talk about Josh because I think audiobook version of Josh was one of the best things I've listen to in a long time.
I have a crush on him. He is book boyfriend
Who
material.
is the author, the narrator? Let me look really
Oh,
quick because I
it's,
can't remember.
I feel like it's
Something
Jacob
Morgan,
something.
Jacob
Jacob
Morgan.
Morgan.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's who it is. He is a genius at his craft.
He's a
He was just
performer.
incredible. Yeah, he was a performer, and it felt like I was just sitting and listening to like my two best friends like tell me a story.
Yes. And I love in an audiobook whenever
Yes.
it is a conversation between two people and they're both doing their own part. I love that
Yes.
so much. And it adds so much to it instead of like them doing each
I
other's
don't want to hear
voices.
some man try to do a woman's voice. I just
Yeah.
don't want to.
Not a fan of it.
I
Not a
don't like
fan.
it.
Doesn't that happen in the audiobook for window shopping?
Yes, I
And I
don't like
can't
it.
stand it. I can't stand it. And we
Because
love
they
that book.
do it so bad.
I
They
know.
just, every single time, it's so bad.
And that's okay. They're trying their
So
best.
I can appreciate them balling out on their budget to get two narrators to do interchangeable scenes. That's great.
Yes.
It makes it more cohesive. Anyway, he is wild. He is wild. And
For
like a very goofy way. Like he is just like a walking himbo.
I love, yes, I love that he is low key. Okay, so again, extremely book smart, both of them. They have
Yes,
very
intelligent people.
like high performing jobs where you have to be a smart person. And both of them are just so dumb, street smart wise.
Just so dumb. Even like his inner monologue, he'd be talking about stuff. I'm like, you are an idiot.
He's so stupid because he would like, okay, so he was like, I'm gonna take a chance. This girl thinks my online profile is hot. And I just know it was, first of all. I know that was a good profile.
And he knew it
And he knew it too. And he was like, okay, so she's into it. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna break into her house, film a video in there, leave a camera for her to find and figure out she's being surveilled. And I really hope she's into it. But what's wilder is that she was. So again, there's someone for everyone, and I love that for them.
But I think what's even funnier is so like after she like accidentally stabs him and shit and like fixes his hand up and stuff, and she's like going to meet Josh, not the masked man, but Josh for the first time. He's like, she's never gonna know. She's
Yeah.
just never gonna find out.
She won't
Like,
figure this out.
she, there's no way. This dumb girl, she's not gonna figure it out. And then immediately clocks him like the second she walks through the door, and she's like, oh, you dumb idiot. Look at
And
your
it's so
hand.
funny. Like, he does all of these things to throw her off. And then, as soon as it switches
He
back
did
to
it
her
so
POV in the
poorly.
next chapter, she's like, I know it's Josh. But then she doesn't have like the tangible proof, and she wants to get it so that she can be like,
That
aha.
little cat and mouse game they played, there's it was so good.
Yes.
And the amount of times he slipped up too was just gold. Like,
Yes. Whenever he. Wait. Isn't there a part where he's like, oh yeah, it's after Brad happens and he's like throwing up and he just like takes his mask off completely and she's like, ah, I knew it was Josh. And he is hurling because he accidentally murdered a man and she's like, ha ha, got you.
oh my God. I know. It's like there's a time and a place, and it is not now.
Was so fucking funny.
Now, the part that got me. So he was doing the Batman voice, right? Like before he bought the voice modulator. And
Yes.
he was like, ha, she's never gonna know because we sound like Batman. And he like the first time he like sleeps at her house and he wakes up in the mask and he's like sweating and he can't see because the mask had like turned
Turn sideways.
on his head. That whole scene, I was like
And
crying.
he's like, I've gone blind, but in the Batman
And
voice.
the Batman voice.
Oh my
Oh my God,
God.
it was so funny.
He's so good. And then the
Oh my
fact that
God.
he can't cook and he's like, first of all, he's trying not to absolutely yurl because he
Because he's
can't stand
kicking
the smell of
bacon.
meat because his dad was a serial killer who cooked someone once at a barbecue. So he's trying not to hurl with his mask on. He's sweating bullets and he is like, no, I'm committed to keeping the mystery alive. And he like is 2 seconds away from passing out.
His commitment to the bit was commendable. Like, it was just so good.
That's how you know he's a loyal and
Oh
committed
my God.
man.
But that's also how you know how stupid he was, because he was like, I can just, this is normal. She likes this.
She likes this and she'll never know that it's me.
The part where he does accidentally murder what's
Brad.
his Brad, thank you. When he like opens the trunk, he's like, no. Like he's not dead.
He's sleeping.
It reminded me of Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds. Like someone gets shot and they're like, he's dead. He's like, no, he's sleeping. And they're like, no, that man is dead. He goes, he's so tired. And I'm
Oh
like, that is what
that
it
is
reminded me of.
Josh. Oh my God, that's so true. He was so like distraught. But I thought
What
that's.
was their plan, though? Like, what else was gonna happen?
Thought it was funny because, yeah, their whole intention was to deliver him to Brad's victim's brother and just let him probably torture him to death. And they
Yeah.
were totally fine with
And
that.
they're
But
gonna wash their hands of that.
the fact that he accidentally suffocated him, he was like, oh
Oh, shit.
oh my God.
Oh God, it was just like the comedic timing. Like, it's obviously very traumatic for them, I'm sure, but like, of all the things to happen, it would be that.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
One thing I didn't like really care for with Josh's character, though, where like Allie's backstory kind of served her purpose. Like, I feel like Josh was kind of a bait, not a baby about his dad's stuff, but like, he was just very over dramatic about it. Like, no one, like, I'm sure people would know or would figure out who your dad is, but I don't think they would hold that against him.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but then I'm also trying to imagine.
But also, maybe they would, because people are fucking weird.
People
People are
are
creeps,
weird.
and they probably would like worship him in some weird way because of who his dad was.
Yeah, because I think of the true crime like hobbyists out there and
Yeah.
how completely disrespectful and unhinged they can be.
They can be for sure.
So I think that while not a lot of people would react that way, enough
Yeah.
might that it would actually be
Maybe it would be a
impactful.
problem. Yeah.
Yeah. But again, like they would have to be a special brand of like crazy to be behaving
Right.
that way. But I think like there would be a handful of people who would.
But like I do think he is a little bit like unhinged. Like he goes to like the
Yeah.
extremes to like
No, I agree. Like, I just think he's got it in his head that like he has to for some
Yeah, he
reason.
might be like a little OCD maybe.
Yeah, maybe,
Maybe just a
honestly.
little.
Yeah, I could see that. But one thing that was like really endearing about Josh was his relationship with Fred. And he just adopted him immediately. I was like, this is my son now.
We're
And
parents.
I do love Fred. You know, the thing about me is I'm not a cat person, but I am a Fred person, and I feel like I would love that cat in particular.
I'm obsessed with Fred, me
He,
personally.
yeah, he's a good kitty.
And I love that they get him a sister who is actually Satan incarnate at the
Yes.
end. And
You gotta have balance. Like, you can't
yeah.
just have a perfect angel cat. You need an evil one
And
as well.
she turned Fred. Fred's bad now.
Yeah. Well, he's like, we gotta stick together.
Like
Sorry.
this is my little sister. Tyler is another one. He was just a very good like side character.
Yeah. He was funny.
He's just such an asshole and
I
he's so
know. He
douchey and
is, but he's also a really good friend to Josh.
yeah.
And I think, like, at one point, Nevessa did like hint at the fact that maybe Tyler knew all along that it was Josh in that
Sure.
screenshot and like set them up on purpose. And I choose to believe that.
I do too, because I feel like he is like a little bit of a mastermind. Like
Yeah.
he was just like, my friend needs this.
Yes. And because
He's
Josh
like, this
freaked out
girl's a
because
freak,
his
and
tattoos were visible, and he was like, how did he not know that was me? I think he very much knew it was
no,
you.
I think Tyler did know, and Tyler also knew that he would never seek her out on his own, except he did. And he was just trying to be the middleman. And
Yeah.
I have mad respect for Tyler for
He was
that.
like, I'm gonna play matchmaker for these little
Yeah.
freaks.
Hated the way he reacted to her asking for that. That was shitty. Like,
Well, but then it is kind of like makes me wonder though if his plan all along was to like get her and Josh together. He did have to
true.
act completely disinterested. He did have to kind of be like a dick to her,
Yeah.
you know, to make it to where she was like, oh, okay, well, never mind. But
True.
yeah, he is just kind of a douche.
He is. But he's a good friend. I like that he finally let Allie into like what was going on with Josh and his past and all that. Because Josh wasn't gonna be able to do it, I don't think. Like he needed Tyler to be the one to like move that part of the story along. And I think we really avoided like a nasty like third act breakup because of it. Like
Yeah, so like a miscommunication.
Tyler was the reason we didn't have to suffer through that.
He was like, let's rip this band-aid off really quick.
And I appreciated that. And then last but not least, dear Brad.
Brad, okay.
God rest his soul.
Do not get me wrong. I know that he is m meant to be an extremely scary predator who kills women, but I could not stop picturing Bradley Upper-Crust the Third from an extremely goofy movie. And
Yes. No,
I was
I
just
know.
like, this man is not scary. And he
And like
is.
maybe it was just because like he was probably like drugging these girls and like take like he is probably bigger and maybe a little stronger than them for sure. And that's how he's doing it. But like when she's describing him, like, I bet this dude can't lift
Yeah.
anything.
Like the
Like
only way
he
he
is
is successful
scrawny
is
and
he's attacking, like he was breaking into Allie's house when she was likely to be asleep. So I think he's
yes.
just like overpowering them when they're like
Like at their
unconscious.
weakest, yes.
Yeah. Which is just like I don't
No.
think he could do it any other way.
He's a little wiener and
And I'm glad he died.
he's, yeah, no, he deserved it,
And I do think it's
honestly.
honestly like funny and poetic that he died the way that he did, because again, like they were like, yeah, he's gonna get what's coming to him, we're gonna deliver him to this victim's family and they're gonna torture him to death. Nope, he just suffocated in a
No, he
trunk.
actually probably died a terrible way too, like suffocating in
Yeah, that is scary.
a dark and hot trunk.
Yeah, well, it was winter,
It
so he
was
might have been
winter,
cold
so maybe it's
instead.
freezing. That sounds terrible and unfitting.
Yeah, he deserved
So,
it. And you know
hate.
what? It's kind of fun that he didn't go out with a bang. Because
Yeah,
it's like,
because
yeah.
I think like if they had found his mutilated body like dumped in the woods somewhere, he would have gotten way too much like exposure. Like people would have
Yeah.
like revered him for being like this poor victim.
Yeah.
And so,
It's better that he just got disappeared.
I love that. Fuck yeah. Hate you, Brad. Okay, so now that we have covered all of our main characters, we'll talk a little bit more about like her extended family and everything, like here in the our thoughts and concerns.
Love them.
But some things that we liked about this book. Obviously, we've talked about it, the audiobook, the narrators, just how good a quality they used. Again, I do recommend listening to it over reading it. When I read it for like, because we read it again for the podcast, I did not like it as much reading it. I
Yeah.
only like the audio version of this.
My rating probably would have been lower if I had read it in print. Another thing that I did really like about this book though, and I hope we get more of these going into 2025, is again this like lighthearted rom-com energy paired with the darker themes. It reminded me a lot of Butcher and Blackbird.
It did.
And I also loved that audiobook so much as well. That also had great narrators. So both of these felt very similar to me when I was listening to them for the first time. I was getting that same feeling of like, oh, this is so fun and silly, but also has like these really dark themes and is kind of messed up at times, which is just a good balance.
Absolutely. And we do want to talk about the mobster family because
Yes.
the mobster family was just such a like throw in storyline that I ended
Yes.
up really, really enjoying.
I was like, where did this come
She's like, Josh, I have something to tell you. My family is in the mob. And I'm like, the fuck? Like
Yeah, but it was like well done because I think at first I was kind of like, where are we going with this? Because I'm not gonna lie to you, the Brad plot line wasn't my favorite in general. Like just having him there, I kind of was annoyed, but I think she really needed like a main conflict. Because the more I thought about it, the more I was like, if she had the central conflict be the fact that Allie finds out that Josh's dad was a serial killer, that wouldn't really work.
It's not going to
Because
hold up.
I don't think that Allie would have like run without talking to him.
No.
And I think if she had written it that way, people would be like, why'd she do that? So I think she had to have Brad to introduce some like major conflict. But the really good news is, because all of that happened, we got her mobster family. And
I am obsessed with them.
I love them. And I think it's honestly so sweet that, like, she came to them and they were like, well, yeah, family helps family.
And like, are they assholes? Yeah. And I do think they're gonna use this later. Like, she's probably gonna write a book about one of her cousins. Like, I would be so shocked if she didn't, the
Oh,
way she
yeah.
like kind of let off with some of them. But like her uncle and her aunt were just so chaotic and I love them.
I know. And now they're family dinners that they have to go to. And she was like, did I just get Gilmore'd? And I thought that was hilarious because, yes, you
You
did.
did. You did. And they're lovely people. And they're probably not. They're probably actually really like bad people that
I'm
do
sure
bad
they're horrible
things,
people, but I
but
love
they
them.
sound like a great family to have
Yeah.
just in your pocket.
And the thing is, she's probably right. They probably were like, as a plan B, going to pin everything on Josh and just let him get thrown to the wolves. But it's
They
fine
wouldn't have
because,
let her get involved in that
yeah. And the good news is, Allie loves her man so much, she did not
though.
let that happen.
I will say, like, at the very end, when her uncle's being kind of like a piece of shit to him, and he, like, just scares the living shit out of him.
Yes.
I love that. Like, he just let, like, his face completely, like, go devoid of emotion and, like, was acting like a fucking psychopath.
He's like, I got the serial killer gene, boy.
And I was just like, oh my God,
Yeah.
you could kill people.
Yeah. I think if he had a little bit different things happen to him in his life, he could have
If
been a
he
serial killer
didn't
as
have
well.
Tyler, he would have been a serial killer.
Yeah, I could see that. Oh my God, Tyler,
Tyler's a hero.
we're more appreciative for Tyler the more that we talk about this book.
Yeah, no, he would have accidentally killed someone, I think.
I just read your note. I just want to give a shout out to Brindley for hanging it there.
She did. She you know she became a good trauma nurse, okay? Like
Yes. The
because
best of the
apparently
best.
they had some fucking like just villainous people in their.
Yes. And okay, that's on my list of things that I didn't
Oh,
like
is
as
it?
much. Yes, because I was like, where do you fucking live? that you are treating so many absolute scum of the earth villains. I was like, do you work in Gotham? I don't understand where these people are coming
Like, why
from.
are there all these shootings and why are there all of these like things happening
Yes, and all of these
constantly?
like horrible, horrible people that you're treating in the ER. I was
Yeah, because
like,
they had talked about the
obviously it'll
other guy
happen.
that had like the dead eyes and stuff that had come in. And I'm like, what
Yes.
the fuck?
And that's true. Like, prisoners do get taken to the hospital, but like, you know what? I just think it's a little bit ridiculous that you happen to be meeting so
All of them.
many of these horrible people. And I would say most of the prisoners that come through to the hospital are not horrible, crazy murderers. They're just
No.
other prisoners who need
Who
medical
maybe
attention.
did other things. Yeah.
So yeah, I thought that was a little bit over the top and dramatic, and it did kind of annoy me.
One thing that I really didn't like care for in this book too was just like the millennial humor. It was just very cringy at times. And like, unfortunately, it did come more from Allie than it did Josh. And it could have also just been the delivery, like, of the lines in the book. Cause, like, whereas, like, I feel like Josh's narrator did have like a little more depth to him, I think. Like, he just put a little bit more into it. And so I feel like, yeah, with her, some of the delivery of her lines, like, it just fell a little flat. Like, it didn't like really convey the humor she was trying to convey. And like some of it was really funny, but others, like that was where I was just like, okay.
And I just think for you and I, we're at the exact perfect age where we don't quite fit into the millennial category. We don't quite fit into Gen Z. Like,
Yeah.
we were born in early 97. And so we just kind of don't fit fully in e either category. I
Yeah.
think like we were so close to being the target audience for those jokes,
We were so close.
but they just did not hit for us. And obviously, there are people that find them funny. We have this happen to us a lot with Allie Hazelwood's books as well. And we love Allie Hazelwood so much, but just sometimes the humor just doesn't quite
But
match
you
up.
go ask a 30-year-old woman if they like that, and they would have hit for him.
And they're gonna say that shit's the funniest thing I've ever heard. And
Yes.
I love that for them.
We were not quite the target audience.
Oh, it happened a lot too in the Spanish Love Deception and the
Yes,
American Roommate
and a
Experiment.
lot of Tessa Bailey books and
Yes.
like
Like, it'll just kind of like take me out of it. I'm like, oh.
ew, okay. Anyway.
That's for the girlies who are just a little bit older than us.
Just not quite me. Thank
Yeah.
you.
But again, like those things, those complaints that we do have, they are smaller in comparison to the things
Yeah,
that we
and
like.
it's just like a personal like humor. It's not like it probably is really funny.
Yeah.
It's me
Like,
per I
obviously, that's very funny to a lot of people,
It's just me
or she wouldn't write
personally.
it. And that's pretty much all the things that we didn't like.
No, and like there are things that piss me off about the characters. There are things that I really liked about the characters. But altogether, I feel like it was a very like well hashed out story. And
I do too.
I know she's pretty much done with Allie and Josh's storyline. But she is writing a new book.
Yes, and it's in the same like universe. It's called Caught Up, and it's in the Into Darkness series, which this
Yeah,
was the
which I
first
believe
of.
it comes out this year, actually. So
Yeah, I can't remember
can't
what month, but
remember
we talked about
either.
it last
Yeah.
episode. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to listening to that one as well. I hope that the narrators are, if they're not the exact same people, I hope they have the same energy.
Yeah. Just get Jacob Morgan back in here. You know
Yeah,
what?
he can
Fuck
be
it.
everyone. He can be
He can
everyone.
voice anybody he wants to.
I don't care. I'll forget that
I'll
he was
listen.
Josh and he can be someone new. I also really did like her as well. It's just
Oh yeah,
that
I loved
he
her
stole the
voice
show.
narrator. Yes,
Yeah.
but he just was so superb.
I know. He really stole the show. So let's delve into some of our discussion questions. These are a little bit silly in the spirit of the book. Okay, so let me set the stage here. So pretend you are in Allie's shoes at the point when she realizes, like she's in her home and she realizes that the masked man left a mask on her bed. And that video that she watched earlier, he was actually filming that in her bedroom. What is your knee-jerk reaction? Like, what do you do?
Cry. I'm leaving. Like, I'm not staying in my house.
Yeah.
Like, that is one of my worst fears, is like
Yeah.
someone being in either in my house with me and I don't know it, or someone having been in my house and I didn't know it. Like,
Yes.
either one is bad. I won't be staying.
No,
I don't
and
care who
she,
it is.
Allie, like, was clearing the house with a gun. No, girl, I'm back out the door
No, yeah, the
and
second
I'm
I see
calling someone
that,
to come
like,
clear my house for me.
I'm gonna be looking over my shoulder the whole way back to my car.
Yeah, lock myself in my car, call someone
Like,
to come clear my house.
grab your cat and get out. What the hell?
I think I would be so scared. I don't even know that I would go looking for my dogs. I don't know. I'd probably just leave the door open for them and be like, come
Be
on,
like,
follow me.
yeah, you know what? They didn't kill you the first time, so you're probably fine.
Exactly.
But
Yeah, you're probably fine. They're clearly a
yeah,
pet person.
no.
No, she really was very brave for
Was she brave?
she
Was
was brave. She was also stupid, but she was brave. She cleared her house with that gun and she did that.
Especially if it, I think on top of it being a man off the internet,
Yeah.
not even like a normal everyday stalker.
And
No,
this is like,
this is a man off the internet that maybe just took a comment too seriously, because what we say on the internet doesn't count. It's
yeah.
not real.
Boy,
And
oh boy, did
like,
he take that to heart?
can you imagine if like some dude on the internet showed up at your house and be like, yeah, I figured out who you were from your comment that's not even attached to your name, and here I am because I know we share a connection. What?
No, I cannot imagine it. And again, we've talked about this before, and like obviously love it in a book. Love it in a book. And this one did it well with the dual POV by reassuring us that Josh would back off if she wasn't into it. But like in real life, that's so not cool, not fun,
No,
not
that's
funky
so
fresh.
scary. That is so scary.
Yeah, and I think that unfortunately, I think that there probably are men out there that believe that this is what women want because they like this book. And I just want to reassure them that that's not the case.
If you're somehow listening to this, I would just like you to hear that no one wants that.
Wants it.
Nobody wants
I'm
that.
so scared that men will be like, oh
You
yeah,
know?
this is what women want.
They don't.
Oh God. Well, the good news
No.
is that men don't read, so I don't think we'll be
Yeah.
of this.
They don't want to be spooked in real life. Unless
Yeah.
they ask for that specifically in person to your face.
With
Not
boundaries
over
set,
a
safe
TikTok
words in
comment.
place, not
Thank
over a
you.
TikTok comment. This needs to be someone you know and have a relationship with
You
personally.
know and trust. So one of my questions is, what would you do if you found out that one of your parents was a serial killer?
I feel like this is a hard question for me because I'm like,
There's always a chance.
I'm not fully convinced that my father is not. I don't know. For context, I don't really talk
We don't know
to
where he
my
is
father,
either.
but I just like, okay, but let's pretend that the scenario is more similar to Josh's, where it's like both of my parents are like in my life and I live with them and they're like taking care of me as a child. And then that happens. I don't know what I would do. I think I would just cry.
Did his mom know about it, or were they just completely oblivious to his
I
antics?
think they were completely oblivious. And then whenever Josh and him like fled, oh no. Well, she knew he was abusive for sure.
He
And
brought him back. He brought him back to
yes.
his mom's and then left with that
Yes.
body in the back of his car because Josh
But
didn't know.
his mom didn't know that he was a
Yeah.
serial killer, but they knew that he was abusive, both of
Until they
them,
found
for
like the
sure.
bodies like buried in the backyard.
Yes. And then they were like, oh shit, honestly, that tracks. But Josh like learned
Makes
how
sense.
to protect them, like using like hacking and whatever, make them
Yeah.
disappear because he was so abusive.
Right.
And then it just came out, oh yeah, he is actually worse than that. I kind of think like what I would do would depend on my age, but if I
Yeah.
was an adult, I would probably just completely cut off contact. If I was a child, I don't know. I'd probably just cry and be terrified.
But like, would you turn them in?
A child?
No, like as an adult.
Oh, as an adult, yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. I would.
I think it would depend.
Unfortunately.
I think it would depend. No, it doesn't depend. And I don't want anyone in law enforcement to hear this the wrong way. This is all hypothetical, of course. What if it was like a Dexter type situation where they're like killing perverts? You know? I think it would depend.
Okay. That does add a layer for
I think
me.
it would depend.
Because, yeah, I was imagining like Josh's dad who's just like preying on innocent women.
Yeah,
And
no,
that's a
like
much different
what
situation.
if they're like criminals?
Oh.
You
Then, like,
I think I just wouldn't want to be involved.
hypothetically speaking,
Just don't tell me about
in
it.
that scenario, yeah, like I might just be like, okay, I don't care. Don't tell me.
Just don't tell me, because I don't wanna have to interview the police when they come here, but
Yeah, like don't tell me and don't bring anything here and we're good.
yeah. You
Hypothetically.
know, hypothetically, of course. Yeah. Yeah, but no, if they're just like killing people to scratch an itch, that's different. I would turn them in.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because I would be so scared of
Yeah,
them
because like, what, are you gonna kill
immediately.
me?
Yeah, like, what's the
Where do
border
you draw the
here?
line
Yeah,
here?
like, will you kill your own family or no?
No? Okay.
But still, like, if they're completely innocent victims, like, that's awful. Like, you're taking people away from their family. Last discussion question. Do you consider this to be a Christmas slash holiday book?
Yes. And I know Nevessa agrees with me, because she said it
Yeah.
herself. This is the perfect holiday book for you and your loved ones to read together. It takes place both after Christmas and New Year's, so about the time that this is coming out,
Yeah.
therefore making it a Christmas novel.
I kind of agree in the same way that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I think that Lights Out is also
Yeah.
a Christmas book.
If a
And I
Christmas
stand
tree
by
is
that.
up and we are still in the spirit, it is a Christmas book.
And there's murder, the most Christmassy thing of all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, happy holidays.
Okay, well, that wraps up Lights Out. And join us next week. I'm so excited because I've not read these yet, but we
Oh
are
my
going to
God.
be discussing the first book of the Shepherd King series, One Dark Window by Rachel Gillig. And I can't wait.
Which Caitlin has received one of the most beautiful embellished copies
Yes.
of this book
I've got
for
those
Christmas.
Barnes and Noble
Newble.
Barnes and Noble exclusive, like, fancy sprayed edges, gorgeous little dust jacket.
Inlays and whatnot.
Yes. It's beautiful.
And it is just such a gorgeous book as well, just to read it. And like I said, it's very refreshing, very fun. I'm so excited we're covering it because they're two of my favorite books. And then the week after, we're actually going to take a little off week. So this year, we're being very intentional with some of our off weeks because we are definitely doing some heavy hitters. And we've
Yeah.
talked about this before. We're doing a lot of really, really long books this year. So we're not going to be doing quite as many mini-sodes as we have in the past. And that is just so that we can make sure we are giving you guys the best content possible. And we're not having to take away time from reading and taking notes and doing our theories and whatnot.
Yes, and on top of that, just prioritizing all
Yeah, and
well-being
we
as
do have
well.
like full-time jobs and a life outside of here.
Yes.
But we will be back to discuss the second Shepherd King book, Two Twisted Crowns, on January 27th.
Yes, and I'm so excited to do these books. They are like they're not super long, but they're a little longer than some
No
of our other
longer.
stuff. So go ahead, get started on those books if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time, and as always,
Let's get lit.